This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump will spend a few days at a military hospital after contracting COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Marine One took the president to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where the White House says he'll spend a few days as a precaution. It says he'll work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is set up to allow him to keep working. Aides have said the president's energetic and in good spirits. His doctor described the president as fatigued after being injected with an experimental drug aimed at supplying antibodies to help fight the infection. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Donald Trump testing positive for the virus is a bracing reminder of the seriousness of the pandemic. Biden said it was a reminder to all of us that we have to take the virus seriously.
We need to take the science of fighting this disease seriously if we're going to save lives. And above all, the news is a reminder that we as a nation need to do better in dealing with this pandemic.
Biden also said he's received two tests on Friday and both came back negative. Speaking at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Biden said he received a test in Delaware and one from the former White House doctor who came to his home to administer the test, and everything's clear. Leaders and prominent figures from around the world Friday sent their best wishes to President Donald Trump and his family after he announced that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent his best wishes to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump for a quick and complete recovery. Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are also among those who wished the president well. This is